Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
So did you guys get all that crazy wind last night?
No, the west side.
Dude.
It was mostly an east-northeast kind of thing.
Oh my God. There were, first of all, my lights hardly ever flicker because we're on that weird airport grid that even at the worst of that crazy freeze we got a few years back, and everybody was losing their lights and they were losing all their utilities and whatever, we didn't lose anything. Everything was great. But yesterday, the wind was so bad that it was like banging around the electrical wires and the transformers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably lost our lights like three times. And we never lose our lights. So like three times we lose our lights. It sounded like a hurricane out there. It was so scary.
Wow.
It was so scary.
Yeah, no, ours was nothing like that.
And then this morning I woke up and in my backyard, I have got three or four lawn chair like covers, like the pads, you know?
Yes.
That are not mine.
Well, they are now.
I know, right? Now they're ugly. So, so yeah, I was like, are you kidding? You know, I mean, because it's still really windy on the east side.
Yeah.
But it's windy over here now, too.
Yeah, it's a little.
A little bit. It's not too bad.
Right, yeah. Things are starting to die down, and they will by the end of the morning, I understand.
Right, but on the freeway, right around, I guess it was probably right around Piedras, heading, you know, on I-10 West. It got so bad. I mean, people on the freeway were like down to 40 miles an hour because we were getting blown all over the freeway.
Yeah.
You know, it was scary.
Yeah. They get the crosswinds. Like
yes.
That.
Yeah. And then going over the Cotton Overpass again, everybody was just crawling over that overpass because you're just like way up high and
right.
Those winds are just killing you.
Yeah.
It was
crazy.
And you
don't want to be that guy.
No,
you know,
well,
that guy who holds up traffic all morning. Because you're teetering on the edge of falling over the spaghetti bowl.
Well, yesterday somebody did.
No.
Somebody did have a,
because
there was
the
a
winds?
Rollover. Yeah, because of the winds.
I think there was a rollover earlier this morning as well. I can't remember where, but I think it happened like sometime in the 5 o'clock hour.
Oh, okay.
An 18 wheeler.
Right.
Of course,
yeah.
You would expect those. I mean,
oh,
they're
yeah.
So high profile.
There were, I passed two or three 18 wheelers and they were doing like 20 miles an hour.
Oh, absolutely.
They were just like crawling.
I would be afraid to pass them.
Well, you know what? It was really nice of these guys because they were way over on the right-hand lane.
Because,
you know, they're not allowed to travel in the left-hand lane.
Right.
But they were way, way over on the right-hand lane and they were like, they weren't taking up other lanes. So it was real easy to like give them a wide berth and go around them.
Yeah.
So thank you to those guys because yeah, they were doing like 20 miles an hour and I'm like, yee, man,
right?
Those poor guys.
And then I saw a sign on the Facebook, a photo of a sign. I think it was a check in the box sign somewhere in the east part of town that got blown down.
Dude, yes, last night was so scary.
How scary was it?
It was so scary that at one point I was like, can we just go stay in a hotel that it's like bigger and isn't going to shake. I mean, the whole house was shaking.
Wow.
It was scary.
I bet.
It was super scary. And here's the scarier part. The first time we lost lights, Darren hadn't gotten home yet.
Uh-oh.
And you know me in dark, man.
I know how you are, yeah.
And me in sudden darkness.
You don't have like flashlights, candles, none of that kind of stuff? I'm surprised.
I have two altars in my house that I always light candles on. I have like three candles on each.
Safe.
I know. They're in the rooms that I'm in.
Still.
No, they're safe.
Hey, you can lose a child in 2 seconds. You can certainly get burnt up in just as many seconds.
I'm very careful about fire and candles. And so I have, like, you know, at any given moment, I have six candles going in the den and in the entry hall of the house. And then on my phone... Man, let me tell you something. My finger was on that button the whole time because I was like, I am not going to get plunged into darkness again. And it's, you know, your phone flashlight, super bright.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all I did was I turned it on and I faced it up towards the ceiling.
Yeah.
And it like fills the whole room.
Absolutely. Super brighter than a person burning six candles all the time. Absolutely.
Dude, I have burned candles for the better part of 30 years, you know, and then also I've had two children and three grandchildren.
Yeah.
They're at their level when
right.
they're walking, when they're first learning how to
sure,
walk and everything.
Sure.
Trust me, I'm very careful. I've never had an accident.
You can be as careful as you want to be, but you know, like that TV commercial, when mayhem decides that mayhem shows up.
Yeah, but these are on altars. God is watching out for me.
Oh, okay.
He is. He got my back, man.
All right, that's cool.
He's like, that's okay, girl.
Well, tell him I said, hey.
Kiss FM.
Kiss FM. It's Mike and Trisha morning. I usually hold everything together, but I lost it.
You're having a tough morning.
I'm having a really hard morning. I usually do hold everything together.
You do.
Sometimes Trisha and I converse to the last few seconds of whatever's going on before we go on the radio. And one of us will say some really dumb, stupid stuff.
And we try not to. We try to let you guys in on stuff. But I mean,
some things we can't.
We can't.
And I'm usually pretty good about, you know, not affected me on the radio.
Yeah. But sometimes.
For whatever reason, that one just bounced around my brain. It's Mike and Trisha mornings on 93.1 KISS FM. Hey, let me ask you. If you could change your height, would you?
Yes. Next question.
Would you want to be taller or shorter?
Taller. Next question.
I'm asking because according to a new survey, 45% of both women and men would want to change their height, and yes, they would want to be taller.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you, I'm not tall. I'm tall in El Paso, you know, at 5'9", 5'10".
Right.
You know, or maybe that's just average in El Paso for a man. I know it's tall for a woman.
It is tall for El Paso. A woman. Yeah.
But 880-9393. Those of you that are tall, talk some sense into Trisha.
No.
Tall people have problems, don't they?
No, I'm gravitationally challenged and height challenged gravitationally because I got a big butt. And it pulls me down. I'm convinced that's why I never got taller.
Yeah. You know? But you know what? But it also keeps you from falling because you're like a weeble.
So true. Yeah, because my center of gravity, very low.
Exactly. So you'll weeble and wobble, but you won't fall down. So that's a good thing. You don't have to worry about breaking your hip and dying from pneumonia.
That's true.
880-9393. Tall people problems.
Kiss FM.
Yeah, being tall, it's not all it's, you know, hyped up to be.
Right.
The recent survey, 45% of the men and women polled were like, I wish I could be taller. Mm-hmm.
I wish I was a baller.
A little bit taller. But, it's not all it's hyped up to be, is it, Victoria?
No.
Yeah, like what's your biggest tall girl problem?
Whenever, like, I have all my short friends and I always, like, hug them in the mornings, but I don't want to be rude and, like, scrunch down, so I have to, like, hold them, like, right next to my waist.
You have some really short friends and they only come up to your waist.
Yeah.
Well, how tall are you?
I'm like 5'7".
What?
You got some short friends.
Wow. Yeah, because
I think
technically 5'7 is still like midget size.
No, it's not. Let me tell you something. Let me put this into perspective. Victoria is a full 7 inches taller than I am.
What?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm barely 5 feet tall.
Wow.
I'm only 12.
Oh, Victoria, that's not even fair. You're going to get taller. That's not fair.
Oh, yeah. She's going to get way taller.
God.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so jealous, okay. Girl. Man.
Victoria buried the headline, didn't she? Okay, Victoria, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Kiss FM.
It was really windy yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Really windy, especially on the east side.
Oh my God.
And the northeast. I'm curious, what blew into your yard? 880-9393.
Well, in my backyard, I got 5 different lawn chair and chaise lounges, those pads, you know, the ones that you put on there. 5 different ones.
Dang, girl.
Yeah. Apparently, my backyard is a vortex.
Apparently.
I had no idea. And apparently, my backyard wants lawn furniture padding.
It's like a black hole that's just swallowing up lawn chair padding.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the heck?
Apparently, you have a lot of neighbors that just like to chill. I mean, that's an inordinate amount of lawn chair paddings.
Right. Well, you know, I got a bunch of old neighbors.
Well, yeah,
they spend a lot of time outside in the backyard.
So what you're saying is that now you have five new lawn chair paddings. Because I don't expect you to go door to door wondering if this is yours.
No, And you know what? One year we had such bad winds that I got a really nice umbrella, patio umbrella.
Wow.
It was very nice.
See, now that you could use.
Yeah, it's not all bad.
No, it isn't. What about you? 880-9393. I'm curious, especially if you live on the east side or the northeast, who got it really bad. We didn't get it all that bad. I mean, we had some breeze, but it wasn't windy. Not like that.
Dude, it was so windy that we lost power three times.
Wow.
And we never lose power at my house.
Wow.
Ever, 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 ever.
So it was whipping those lines around, man.
Yeah, I can count on literally one hand, and three of them were last night.
Dang.
So, yeah, the times that we've lost power.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.